بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده الذي نصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده، والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم على سيد النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث: إن ابني هذا سيد، ولعل الله يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين من المسلمين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي والحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. First and foremost, all praise belong unto Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations, durood and salawat in abundance upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would like to supplicate and make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the tawfiq to speak that which is correct, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq to make amal with ikhlas and sincerity. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his qualities, we heard from our ustad, he always used to say, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur, and the meaning of ash-shakur is a person who appreciates a lot. So Allah ta'ala appreciates our sitting in this gathering of ilm, in this gathering of knowledge, in this bayan. It is mentioned by one of the ulama, namely Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullah alayh. He said that when you discuss in the dhikr salihin tanzilur rahmah, the ulama is very famous amongst them, when you discuss the pious of the ummah, then it is a gathering, a majlis where the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends. Inshallah, tonight we'll be discussing a great personality from the personalities of Islam, one of the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, namely Hassan bin Abi Talib, Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib, the grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we get into that, we need to understand who are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and why do they hold such a great virtue in the eyes of the Muslim Ummah, and what gave them this great virtue. We need to understand in regards to virtue, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has two ways of giving a person virtue. The first way of giving a person virtue, which the ulama term is kasbi, something which is earned, the virtue of a person which is earned. A person does a lot of a'mal, a lot of good deeds. A person earns rank in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waking up for tahajjud salah. He's reading a lot of ibadat. He's giving a lot of charity. This is a person who will gain virtue in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this virtue is kasbi, or what the ulama term is ikhtiyari. This is within a person's volition. But the second type of virtue is something which is beyond our volition, beyond our choice. This is something which is ghair ikhtiyari. We don't have a choice. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that virtue to whomsoever He wishes. The ulama have called this a fadilat which is wahabi, which is a gift from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi makes ishara to this. He indicates to this in his kitab. He says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks in Quran, He speaks about creation. He says that He creates, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses from creation. He gives virtue to certain things over others from His creation. This is a wahabi type of fadilat. This is a gift from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We did not have any option. We did not have any choice. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi gives examples. He says Allah ta'ala created malaika, and from the malaika Allah ta'ala gave virtue to Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala created Jannah and the many levels of Jannah. But amongst those levels, Allah ta'ala gave virtue to Firdaus. Allah ta'ala created Anbiya and gave virtue to the Anbiya. But amongst the Anbiya, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the most amount of virtue. So this is type of fadila, this type of virtue is not within the ability of the servant to earn it. It is not within our volition to attain it. Rather, it is the hikmati ghamiza, the infinite wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in regards to Sahaba radiallahu an, the fact that they were chosen to be the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was a virtue which was ghair ikhtiyari. This was a virtue which was beyond their volition. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an makes makes ishara to this in a hadith. He says, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. You look at the words Ibn Mas'ud used to explain this. He says, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala chose them. It was not within their ikhtiyar. It was not within their choice. Rather, Allah Ta'ala chose them to be Sahaba radiallahu anh. So it was chosen by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for Sahaba radiallahu anh to become the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala only chooses the best for His Nabi. Allah Ta'ala only chooses the best for His Nabi. And that's why the ulama have mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu anh are definitely, without an atom of doubt, the best of the Ummah, because they were chosen to be in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among Sahaba radiallahu anh, you got certain people who had fadilat over others. We have no doubt that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was the greatest among Sahaba radiallahu anh. But the Sahabi we are going to choose to discuss tonight is none other than the grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the lifestyle and the life, and you analyze the life of the grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will discuss in stages the birth, the naming of this child, the grandson of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an. And we will try and discuss his life. What was his life during the hayat and life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, how did he live his life? And we will understand that Hassan radiallahu anhu was such a sahabi who had fadilat which was ikhtiyari and ghair ikhtiyari. He had fadilat which was within his volition and out of his volition as well. Obviously he was a sahaba, that was something which was ghair ikhtiyari. But he also was a sayyid from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala gave him this great fadilat. Allah Ta'ala gave him this great virtue. One day, in the company of Muawiyah radiallahu an, Muawiyah radiallahu an is sitting with his people. He poses the question that who is the greatest? Who is the person with the most noblest of lineages? Who is the greatest of people? So a person sitting in the gathering grabs the hand of Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu an, and he says that this man is the greatest amongst us. How? How does he have the greatest lineage? His father is Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the son-in-law of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother is Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter, beloved daughter of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His grandfather, his nana, is the greatest creation ever created by Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His grandmother, his nani, is the Khadija radiallahu anha. And Khadija radiallahu anha, as we know, what a great woman she was, that in certain riwayat it come, Allah Ta'ala sends salams for Khadija radiallahu anha. So from every angle you look at this man's lineage, Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, there is only greatness, there is only nobility. This was the fadilat which was ghair ikhtiyari. And we will try and discuss the fadilat which was ikhtiyari. What gave him that extra virtue, the different ibadat he carried out in his life, the different acts of worship he carried out to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name was Hassan. His father's name was Ali bin Abi Talib. His kunya was Abu Muhammad. Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anh was born in the third year after the hijrah. To give us an understanding, Badr had already taken place, Uhud had already taken place. It was the month of Ramadan. Hassan bin Abi Talib is born. Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anh is born. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets a grandson. Fatima and Ali radiallahu anh bring the son in front of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the Islamic ritual when a child is born. Azan is given, tahniq is given, a sweet thing is put in the mouth of the child. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the child is brought before him, Hassan bin Abi Talib. He gives the azan in one ear, the iqamat in the other ear. And the many benefits the ulama give for doing this. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes aqiqah for Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anh. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Ali, as Ali radiallahu anh narrates the riwayat, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did you all name this child? What name did you all give this child? Ali radiallahu anh being a warrior, we all know about the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. Ali radiallahu anh said, I named him Harb. I named him Harb. Harb, if you have to translate it in the English language, it will be translated to war. So Ali radiallahu anh named his child war, Harb. And the reason Ali radiallahu anh done this was, it was a custom amongst the Arabs that they would name their children certain names which will instill fear in the hearts of the enemy. That if the enemy has to hear this name, then automatically they will become scared. Ali radiallahu himself, when he was born, he used to say in the battlefield, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرَهْ كَلَيْثِ غَابَاتٍ كَرِيهِ الْمَنْظَرَةِ. That when I was born, my mother, she named me a lion. So Ali radiallahu himself, his mother called him a lion. And when Hassan radiallahu was born, Ali radiallahu gave him the name Harb, war. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this name. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, change it. Change the name. Keep the name of this child Hassan. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes the name from Harb to Hassan. Hassan, if you have to translate it in the English language, something beautiful, something of nobility, something which is good. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept this name, teaching us something very important, that in Islam we believe that naam ka asar. Whatever name a person gives to the child, then that name will have an effect in the life of a child. That's why it comes in the riwayat. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi explains, kanu yusammuna bi asma'il anbiya wal awliya, that the people of the past, they used to keep the names of the anbiya and the awliya. And this is the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to keep good names. Names which are, have good meanings behind it. Not all fancy names, rather names of the awliya and the pious people of the ummah, and names of anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his name Hassan. Hassan means something which is good. We will understand in the ending of the bayan, why did he keep the name Hassan? Because Hassan radiallahu anhu was to do something so beautiful that was unprecedented in the pages of history. Hassan radiallahu anhu was to unite the ummah, to bring the ummah under one flag. This was the great quality which Hassan radiallahu anhu was to bring to Islam. This was the birth of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. We will discuss Hassan radiallahu anhu in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we get to that, let us discuss the physical features and the physical characters of Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, amazingly, they had made a statement. They had said that if anybody wanted to see a person who resembled Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, then just look at Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All you have to do is look at the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will see a direct resemblance, a striking resemblance with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To explain this, when the mu'arrikhin, the ulama of history, they write, they say Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hassan al-wajhi, he had a beautiful face. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama described Jamilul Muhayya, he had a beautiful face. Hassan radiallahu anhu, they say he was not very tall, neither was he very short. The ulama of Shama'il, the ulama of description of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they write, when they're describing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, Laysa bit tawil al ba'ini, wala bil qasir al mumghiti. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not extremely tall, neither was he excessively short. Hassan radiallahu anhu, when they're describing him, they said he had very wavy hair. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair, the ulama described, Laysa bit sabti, wala bit ja'di al qatiti. It wasn't very screwy hair, neither was it very straight hair, rather it was wavy. Hassan radiallahu anhu had a very thick beard. The ulama explained the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very thick. In every aspect, in his physical qualities, Hassan radiallahu anhu resembled Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His joints were very, very big. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had jaleelul karadis, very big joints, a big shoulder. Hassan radiallahu anhu had this as well. So in everything, in his physical qualities, he resembled Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi writes something beautiful. He says that as if Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu was like a mir'at of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Physically, as if they were the mirror of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how much they used to resemble the physical qualities of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some ulama used to mention, some sahaba radiallahu anhu used to mention, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's two sons, Hassan and Hussein, Hassan radiallahu anhu resembled the upper portion of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hussein resembled the lower portion of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will go into some riwayat describing how much love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was holding Hassan radiallahu anhu ala aatiqihi, upon his shoulder. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a dua, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa'ahibbahu, that oh Allah, I love this child of mine. I love this child of mine. It was his grandson, but Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered him as a child. He said, I love this child of mine, so you love him. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, Ya Allah, you love this child of mine. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, to explain the love that he had for Hassan radiallahu anhu. He says, one day I come up to Hassan radiallahu anhu, while he's a grown man already, after the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ikshif an batnik, that remove your shirt, show me your stomach. So Hassan radiallahu anhu lifts up his shirt. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to him and he kisses the navel of Hassan radiallahu anhu. He kisses the navel of Hassan radiallahu anhu. And he tells Hassan radiallahu anhu, the reason I'm kissing your navel is because when you were small and young, I saw Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing your navel. So he wanted to make amal on this sunnah. Look at the following of the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira is even following that radiallahu anhum. a Bedouin by the name of Qais. He had entered Medina. And the Bedouins, their adat and their habit was, they wouldn't have too much of adab and too much of etiquette, because they were from the mountain areas. So he enters upon the gatherings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looks at Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu an. Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib. So this Bedouin tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, li waladun, li asharatum min al waladi. I have 10 kids. Ma qabaltu ahadam minhum. I never kissed one of my 10 kids. And here I can see you kissing your grandson. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at this Bedouin in a light heart. He tells him, but a very important message as well. He says, innahu man la yarham la yurham. That person who does not show mercy to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, how he is going to show that person mercy? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being light hearted to this Bedouin, in reality is teaching him a very, very great lesson. This was the love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his grandson, Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an. But it was not only love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for him, and which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, but rather Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave him a very, very good tarbiyah and a very well upbringing. The ulama mention, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hassan radiallahu an became a bit elderly, they asked him that, what do you remember from the time of your grandfather? What do you remember from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And you must understand, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Hassan radiallahu anhu must have been 7 years of age, very young. So he says that, I remember once, there was some khajur, some tamar, some dry dates, and I had picked it from the ground and I had put it in my mouth about to eat it. And the saliva already went on that khajur. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he took it out from my mouth. And he put it back in the box of khajur, or the bowl of khajur that was there. So one person walking past, he said that, why did you take the khajur from this grandson of yours, this youngster? Why don't you just let him eat the khajur? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna la na'kulu sadaqa. The family of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sadaqa is not permissible for them. It is not permissible for them to eat sadaqa. So even a young kid of this age, not even 6-7 years of age, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him the masail of deen, teaching him the laws of deen, and teaching him to practice upon the laws of deen. Hassan radiallahu anhu says, I also remember that my grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me a hadith for all of us to implement in our lives, that da' ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. That leave all those things which cause you doubt, that when there is doubt, you must leave it out. Leave all those things which cause you doubt and go towards those things which do not cause you any doubt. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the qunut. Allahumma ahdini fi man hadayt wa afini fi man afayt. وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتُ وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا عَطَيْتُ. And the different other things which he learned during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away. Hassan radiallahu anhu is 7 years of age. It was the khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Moving on in the life of Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hassan radiallahu anhu, during the khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he still must have been very young, 8-9 years of age. If you have 7 years when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was only 2 years. So he must have been 8-9 years of age. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the riwayat is mentioned, one day after Asr Salah, him and the father of Hassan radiallahu anhu is walking, Ali radiallahu anhu. They are walking after Asr Salah. So they marra ala al-Hassan bin Abi Talib. So they pass by Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib, wa huwa yal'abu ma'al ghilmani. And while Hassan radiallahu anhu is playing with the other kids, because he was still very young, so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu picks him and puts him ala atiqihi, upon his shoulder. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got Hassan radiallahu anhu's father next to him, Ali radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looks at Ali radiallahu anhu and he says, bi abi shabihun bin nabi laysa shabihan bi Ali. That by the qasam, this child of yours, he resembles his nana. He resembles Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't resemble his father. He doesn't resemble his father, and his father is standing next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the riwayat mentions, wa aliyun yabtasimu wa aliyun yadhaku. Ali radiallahu anhu is smiling. They had a very, very good relationship. So this was the muhabbat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu showed to Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Moving from the khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it was the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, which lasted for approximately 10 years. Umar radiallahu anhu, not much is mentioned what happened during the Khilafat. Certain riwayat are mentioned that Umar radiallahu anhu, obviously a lot of futuhat and a lot of conquest of Islam took place during his Khilafat. Umar radiallahu anhu used to have a certain stipulated amount given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, like a monthly amount So the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, used to be given 500 dinars or 500 dirhams from the Baytul Mal. But when it came to Umar radiallahu anhu giving Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, then he gave him double the amount. He gave him 1000 and he gave his own son 500. So certain riwayat mentioned, he was asked why that you are giving Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib 1000 and your own son, you're only giving him 500. So Umar radiallahu anhu says that Hassan bin Ali was more beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam than my son. Hassan bin Ali was more beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam than my son. A similar riwayat is mentioned for Usama bin Zaid radiallahu an, that Ibn Umar radiallahu an, the son of Umar, used to be given 2,000 a month, and Usama bin Zaid used to be given 5,000 a month. So Umar radiallahu an was asked regarding this. Umar radiallahu an said that Usama was more beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam than my son. And Usama's father was more beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Abdullah bin Umar's father, referring to himself, Umar radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anhu do this, he was stipulate a fixed amount for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Moving on to the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, which lasted for approximately 12 years. We all know the history behind it. The first 6-7 years of the Khilafat was at peace. And in the latter portion of the Khilafat, then the fitna had started. The people who are the enemies of Islam tried to create fitna from within, which we will discuss very briefly. It was the Khilafat of Uthman radiallahu an. Hassan radiallahu an was of an age where he could go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could go out in jihad. So Hassan radiallahu an, it is mentioned in the books of tarikh that he went out on expeditions in northwest Africa and Tripoli, and he made many, many conquests during the time of Uthman radiallahu an. And when Uthman radiallahu an was martyred, Hassan radiallahu an was there. And Hassan radiallahu an was from those few sahaba and from those few people who actually read the janaza salah and gave ghusl and made dafan and buried the body of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. It was the Khilafat of his father Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an was a very, very great person, was a very fasih person. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an's Khilafat lasted for 5 years and a few months. It did not last for very long, but it was a time where there was a dispute amongst the ummah because of certain external groups which tried to cause fitna, which tried to cause fasad amongst the Sahaba radiallahu an. The Shia and the different deviant sects tried to cause fitna and fasad amongst the Sahaba radiallahu an. Whatever happened. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it such. The ulama explain, when you are discussing the ikhtilaf of these great people, then my Ustad Mufti Masihullah Damat Barakatuhum gives an example. He says that you have a child in the house and the parents are having an argument amongst themselves. Then it is obviously incorrect for the child to get involved in the arguments of the parent, of the mother and the father. We will leave them to have their arguments and we will stay out of it, obviously, and we will respect it. When the elders have an argument, that it is incorrect for youngsters like myself and yourselves, in regards to the deen of Islam, to get involved in such great things. It was the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred. And finally we come to one of the main parts of the bayan, the Khilafat of Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu an. How did he become the Khalifa? Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, when he is stabbed, the people come to him and ask him in Kufa, that who have you appointed as the Khalifa? Who have you appointed as the Khalifa? That yata'ayyanu, the word comes in the riwayat, that who have you fixed as the Khalifa? Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an, look at the reply he gives, a reply of wisdom. He was a very wise person. He said, أَتْرُكُكُمْ كَمَا تَرَكَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I will leave you all just like how Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left you all. I will leave you all just like how Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left you all. The ulama explain the meaning of this, and they say that when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he did not appoint any khalifa. The ummah had appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu, when he passed away, he refused to appoint a khalifa because he wanted the ummah to choose a khalifa. And when Ali radiallahu anhu finally passed away, radiallahu anhum, then the ummah decided to appoint Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu as a khalifa. Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a khalifa on one side, and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, a great person, a great sahabi radiallahu anhu, was from those who are from the scribes of wahi. He used to write wahi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a khalifa of a certain section from the Muslim ummah, a great amount of the Muslim ummah were under the khilafat of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and a great amount of the Muslim ummah were under the khilafat of Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Now we will discuss the reason why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hassan, Hassan, beautiful. We mentioned because he's going to do something beautiful, unprecedented, something which was not seen before, where such a sulah will take place which was unprecedented in the pages of history. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his hayat, while he was alive, Hassan radiallahu anhu is sitting on the minbar with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a youngster. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sahaba radiallahu anhu that inna ibni hadha sayyidun, the son of mine, obviously his grandson, the son of mine, he's going to be a leader, and he got all the qualities of a leader as well. He got all the qualities of leader. وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِئَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He says something amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the truth of his nubuwat. This is the prophecy of his nubuwat, which is going to manifest 60 years after Hijrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day on Medina, he says on the minbar, he says, Allah Ta'ala, perhaps he will use this child of mine. He will use this child of mine to reconcile between two big groups of the believers. Allah Ta'ala will use this child of mine to reconcile between these two groups. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this 60 years ago, and 60 years later that was happening. Hassan radiallahu an, he has an army of 40,000. Muawiyah radiallahu an has an army of 60,000. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that Hassan radiallahu an sends a letter to Muawiyah radiallahu an that he wants to reconcile. That he wants to reconcile and bring the ummah. And he wants to give away his khilafah to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu an. And he wants to make Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu an the khalifa. So Hassan radiallahu an writes a letter and writes certain conditions in that letter. That if you have to agree this to these conditions, then I will give away my khilafat. Muawiyah radiallahu an, looking at the benefit of the ummah, he happily agrees with these conditions. And in front of 40,000 people from Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu an's army, and 60,000 people from the army of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu an, they come to reconcile in front of all of these people. And Hassan radiallahu an steps down as the Khalifa from his own side, within his own volition. He had the ability to take the war. He had the ability to fight. But you must understand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Hassan, that he will do beautiful things in his life. And this beautiful thing he done that nobody done before him, he stepped down as the Khalifa. And he said he wants peace in the Ummah. He wants to protect the blood of the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala used him to unite between two great armies from the believers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called fi'ataini muslimaini. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called both the sides believers. So it is our aqeedah that both the sides were on Islam, and both the sides were from Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu steps down as the Khalifa. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. And the ulama explain that for the rest of the life of Hassan radiallahu anhu, he lives under the khilafat of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu willingly and very happily. To such an extent that he used to be very, very close to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So it is mentioned in the riwayat during the khilafat of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Hassan radiallahu anhu is in the gathering. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu makes a statement. He said that I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing the tongue of this young child, kissing the lips of this young child. And the fire of Jahannam is haram upon that spot where the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched. The fire of Jahannam is haram on that spot where the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is touched. The ulama explain there is a reason to mention all this, whatever took place in the past, to avoid the people that try to create fitna amongst the ummah nowadays and try to spread false rumors, quoting historical narrations and historical concoctions against the direct text of Quran and Hadith. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called Sahaba radiallahu an, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. So it is a need in these times to understand the true story behind the Sahaba radiallahu an and the true incidents which took place amongst the Sahaba radiallahu an, and to understand what was the false narrations. One poet put it very beautifully. He said, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ وَلَكِنْ لِتَوْقِيهِ وَمَن لَمْ يَعْرَفِ الشَّرَّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ يَقَعْ فِيهِ. He put it very beautifully. He said that I recognize evil, but not to do the evil, rather to save myself from the evil. And he said, وَمَن لَمْ يَعْرَفِ الشَّرَّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ يَقَعْ فِيهِ. He said that person who does not know the right from the wrong, he He does not know good from bad. He does not know which riwayats are authentic and which riwayats are concoctions and interpolations and additions from the side of the firaq batila and the deviant sects. Then yaqa' fihi, he will fall into the fitna. So we make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save one and all. This was the khilafat of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu and the khilafat of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And we will come and we will close the bayan at this stage. The wafat and the death and the demise of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, this great khalifa of Islam. Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one day he sees a dream. And he says in that dream, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Al-Ikhlas is written on his forehead. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Al-Ikhlas is written on his forehead in the dream. So obviously this is an amazing dream. So he goes to a person and he tells a person, most probably it was Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu anhu. He asked Sa'id bin Musayyib that, what is the meaning of this dream? Generally when you have a dream, then you go to a person who can interpret the dream for you. So Sa'id bin Musayyib tells him that, did you really see this dream? He says, yes. He said, the meaning of this dream is that you will pass away very soon. The meaning of this dream, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ being written on your forehead, that you will pass away very soon. Hassan radiallahu anhu, one day is at his house. Hassan radiallahu anhu begins. You can see some effects on his face. And the people around him realized that Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was poisoned. Hassan bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was poisoned. And this is the last moments of Hassan bin Abi Talib, Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So his brother, his younger brother Hussein radiallahu anhu comes to him. And he tells Hassan radiallahu anhu that, can you please tell me who poisoned you? Can you please tell me who poisoned you? Hassan radiallahu anhu looks at him, he says, that if I tell you who poisoned me, then you are going to go and fight with him. And then you are going to kill him. And I don't want bloodshed. And I don't want anybody to be killed. This was how Hassan radiallahu anhu liked to protect the blood of people. Even the own person who killed him, he did not want to disclose that to his brother, so that his brother will not take qisas and his brother will not take retribution. We make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this great personality of Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to appreciate what he has done. Many riwayat we have left out. Obviously, the time is getting late. It is the night of Jum'ah. It is a night for ibadat. A person must read a lot of Durood Sharif. And we still have to travel back to pick up my brother from another masjid, Amazin Toti. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amalul ikhlas and sincerity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.